content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and we begin with this one from Martha Stewart Living. Which holiday plants are dangerous to pets? Some of the season's prettiest varieties can cause stomach upset in a furry friend who tries to make a meal of them, while others are flat-out poisonous. Contrary to popular belief, poinsettias fall into the former category. According to Joseph Barches, a professor of medicine and nutrition at the University of Georgia's College of Veterinary Medicine, eating the leaves may lead to nothing worse than a bout of vomiting. Nonetheless, if your pet is a curious chewer, keep arrangements well out of reach or deck the halls with non-toxic flora like bromeliads, roses, or peperomias instead. For a full list of safe and unsafe types, you can visit aspca.org. And here are the ones you really want to avoid. Amaryllis. In addition to diarrhea and decreased appetite, this plant can induce tremors. Holly. The spiny leaves and chemicals called saponins in the berry can trigger severe abdominal issues. Lilies. Many species of this flower can cause seizures and even kidney failure in cats. Some can upset dogs' tummies as well. And mistletoe. Its proteins, lectins, and phorotoxins can spark a blood pressure drop, breathing problems, and changes in behavior. Next, from Good Housekeeping, the power of fewer presents. Mom Marissa LaScala discovers why it's sometimes better to be a Scrooge. I have a picture from my daughter's second Christmas that I cherish. She's sitting among poinsettias in her Fair Isle holiday PJs with what looks like just a few carefully curated toys around her. It looks like a classic Christmas morning. What you can't see, just out of the frame, is the giant mountain of other toys her relatives bought for her. My daughter is the first grandchild on both sides of the family, and she has had very generous grandparents and aunts and uncles and acquaintances and well-wishers. And every year when her birthday and the holidays roll around, I get a knot in my stomach, thinking about the amount of stuff she'll get. I consider asking everyone to tone it down, but I worry that if I do, I'll be labeled a Grinch, who's ruining the fun of being a grandparent. As it turns out, I'm right to feel queasy about the quantity of gifts my daughter gets, and not just because of a lack of storage space and organization in my home. According to a study published last year in the journal Infant Behavior and Development, an environment with fewer toys may be better for kids. The researchers studied toddlers, giving them either 4 toys or 16. When they were given fewer toys, they focused more, were more engaged, played more creatively, and interacted with their toys longer and in more varied ways. There was a significant difference in the quality of toddlers' play between the two toy conditions, the study concluded. In other words, less chaos can lead to increased focus and more joy. Makes sense. Simpler toys are better, too. The American Academy of Pediatrics recently put out a report saying that the ideal toys are non-electric ones. Read that as no screens or apps. The best toys are those that support parents and children playing, pretending, and interacting together, said Alan Mendelson, MD, in an AAP statement. You just don't reap the same rewards from a tablet or screen. And when children play with parents, the real magic happens, whether they're pretending with toy characters or building blocks or puzzles together. That sounds like exactly what I want, a small collection of quality toys, just as in my photo. So how do I get my family to sign on? I decided to enlist some professional help, and here's what the experts told me, besides forward those studies to everyone in my family. First, clear some space. To prepare for the incoming deluge of toys, I need to get rid of some old ones my daughter doesn't play with anymore. I should ditch anything with broken or missing pieces. Why do I hang on to those anyway? And consider passing on toys she's outgrown developmentally. When she's old enough, have your child help you decide what to give away to children who are less fortunate, says social psychologist Susan Newman, Ph.D. Be sure to let her know or take her with you to see where her toys are going. It's a good way to start building caring and empathy for others. Don't keep everything for fear of blowback. Not that I'm admitting my resolve weakens out of fear of toddler tantrums, ha ha, but my daughter might not mind parting with some of her toys, if I'm upfront about it. Although it probably seems as if kids will be upset when parents give some toys away, many actually find it a relief, says Katie Hurley, author of The Happy Kid Handbook. I'll spell her last name in case you want to get that book. H-U-R-L-E-Y. Katie. Having too many toys can feel chaotic. A simple explanation like we have more than we need right now, we can save some and share some, and still have plenty of fun toys to use. That goes a long way toward helping kids learn that it really is the thought that counts. Next, ask for intangible things. I don't need another My Little Pony in the house, but I'd be thrilled if someone picked up the tab for my daughter's soccer classes. A great alternative to the massive number of presents that can accumulate is to ask relatives for the gift of experiences, like a family museum membership, says Emily Edlin, Ph.D. You could also ask for a gift that's spread out over the year, like a subscription to a kid's magazine or a monthly activity box. We know that experiences are more gratifying than objects, so this can be much more meaningful than adding more toys to the pile. Outings are even better. Ask your gift-giving relatives to take your daughter to the zoo or the park or sled with her or take her out for breakfast and make it a standing date until her teen years, when she will object, says Newman, author of Little Things Long Remembered, Making Your Children Feel Special Every Day. And that last name, N-E-W-M-A-N. You don't need to do that with an excessive amount of gifts, she jokes about the subtitle. And last, just give up. Did I mention that my mother-in-law works at a toy store? She's not really going to go for experiences, no matter how solid a case I make for it. In the end, I think I just might have to suck it up, accept the gifts, and pack some away for a rainy day, doling them out to my daughter over the ensuing month. The secret is not to be sneaky about it. What often works is asking a child which toys she wants to play with now and which ones she wants for later. If it's an unruly amount, a young child is apt to forget some items in the enormous pile. You can hope for that. Next, from Martha Stewart Living, get loopy. During the holidays, we celebrate the ties that bind, but just as exciting in our book are ties that beguile. A pretty, polished bow transforms any box into a special delivery. Master these three simple, yet stylish techniques, and go to town with your gift toppers. First, the classic. There's three steps here. A, make a loop at the center of a length of ribbon. B, wrap the loose end of the ribbon over the loop, then push it through and pull it tight as if tying your shoelaces. And C, to make a double bow, leave the tails long, make another loop with one tail, and repeat step B. For the sash type, cut a length of ribbon, fold the ends into the center, right side facing out, secure with glue. Repeat that with the shorter lengths to make tiered loops. If using double-sided ribbon, simply fold one long piece, accordion style. And last, wrap the center with ribbon, secure with glue, glue one or two or more lengths of ribbon underneath as tails. And the last one, the rosette. A, fold a length of ribbon, accordion style, into a stack with as many layers as you like. The more layers, the more loops your bow will have. B, cinch the middle of the stack with wire and twist to secure. And C, cover the wire with more ribbon if desired, just glue it in the back, and then fluff out your loops. I'm going to take that home and try it. From Family Circle, traditions teens still love. The flagship store of a famous candle company is located only a sleigh's hop from home, and when my kids were tiny, we had to make an annual pilgrimage there. They oohed and awed over holiday displays, the pretend snow glittering down in the darkened rooms, and the tiny winter wonderlands set up everywhere. Miniature skating skaters and skiing skiers zoomed through pretend alpine villages, and everything cozy and aglow and for sale. Those were the days. Actually, those are still the days, because my kids are 20 and 16 now, and we continue to go. They laugh more now, it's true, They hold out candles with scents like wassailing cheesecake pilgrim. Smell this. And everyone screams or gags or confesses to secretly kind of loving them, even though the smell remains in your head like a migraine-scented wig for the rest of the holiday season. They're arm in arm, my big kids, galumphing ironically through the store, pointing out toys and tchotchkes and, can we buy some jelly beans? Of course you can. Anything, my loves, anything. But also, their faces. Their baby faces. Their silky heads are pressed together to peer into the tiny Bavarian ski village, and the miniature street lamps glow pink in their cheeks, and it doesn't matter that they shave and have SATs to take and college papers to write, and that they probably watch internet porn. The way the lights flicker in their shining eyes, you might think they still think this place is magic. And so it is. And here are some other people's suggestions that are traditions teens still love. Not too cool for antlers. We play in our PJs, play cheesy holiday songs, and wear reindeer antlers. We put them on 1 year, and it stuck. And that was Kathleen, mom of 16 and 10-year-olds. Next, my kids still fight over who gets to hang our favorite ornament, which is an old photo of our first dog wearing glasses. That's Aaron, mom of 16 and 13-year-olds. We light the menorahs my kids made when they were little. It may embarrass them in front of guests, but it rekindles the best memories. That was Marissa, mom of 22, 20, and 16-year-olds. My kids still like those dollar advent calendars you get at the card store. 1 year I didn't buy one, and they actually asked for it. That was Michelle, mom of 13 and 11-year-olds. We watch A Christmas Story every year, without fail, and quoted through the whole way through. And that was Susan, mom of 15 and 13-year-olds. The Santa picture is non-negotiable. Same location, same Santa. And that's Nira, mom of 17 and 12-year-olds. We do the Jewish movie and Chinese food every Christmas, except we switch to Indian food. And that's Danielle, mom of 18 and 16-year-olds. Every year, the kids make gingerbread houses with their gunkle. Uncle Sean wears an ugly sweater as part of the ritual. And that was Sarah, mom of 16 and 13-year-olds. And the last one, my son used to say that we were half Jewish and half Christmas. And my sister is married to a man who is Muslim. On New Year's, we all celebrate a day we just call holidays. It's a great way to start the year. And that was Kate, mom of 18 and 15-year-olds. Next, from Women's Day, 'tis the season to save. These apps, discounts, and brilliant ideas will help you manage your money during the priciest time of the year. Under the heading, I need to put a ceiling on what I spend on presents. How can I still get everyone a thoughtful gift? First, consider a gift exchange. Instead of buying a present for each person in your family and vice versa, the blogger behind LivingRichlyOnABudget.com, Fanny Sito, and the author of Budgeting Made Easy, 7 Steps to Shape Your Budget, I'll spell her last name, S-E-T-O. She recommends that family members over 18 participate in a Secret Santa-style gift exchange. Sites like Elfster.com allow you to make a wish list and answer questions to point the gift giver toward the perfect present. Next, limit yourself. Melissa Jennings and Shelley King, who run StockpilingMoms.com, suggest that big groups fill Christmas stockings with little goodies for one another to keep costs low. It's a great alternative to the traditional white elephant gift exchange, says the moms. Budget first. Some parents buy kids big ticket items, even if it means digging into savings or racking up debt. It should be the other way around. Set your budget, then decide what you can afford to give. Pick up digital deals. Shop through TopCashBack.com to earn cash back after making purchases on Amazon in categories like kitchen and dining, luggage, jewelry, and home and furniture. TopCashBack.com partners with more than 4,400 online merchants, including Groupon, Walmart, Overstock.com, Bloomingdale's, Sephora, and Nike. With the holidays coming up, keep an eye out for special promotions. Buy gift cards on sale. Use a site like CardCash.com or CardPool.com to purchase gift cards for retailers such as Target, Starbucks, and Lowe's at a discount. Use them to save even more while shopping. Take advantage of price matching. Did you know that Target price matches Amazon, Best Buy, and others? Bring proof of a lower price, such as a competitor's ad, to guest services, and within a limited time, the store will match it. Black Friday and the following week are excluded, though, from that price matching. Next, find promo codes. Before you check out, search for discount codes. A quick peek at RetailMeNot.com or a search engine the store name plus the word coupon can save you a nice chunk of change. And last, ask for a price adjustment. Nothing induces buyer's remorse like seeing the expensive gift you bought last weekend on sale today. Never fear. Target and Costco give partial refunds on items that go on sale within 14 to 30 days after purchase. Also, the app Paribus, P-A-R-I-B-U-S, looks for price drops and helps you claim refunds. And between throwing parties and going to them, costs can add up. Help! Here are a couple of items you can try. De-stress your holiday party. Instead of hosting a big bash, invite 10 friends over for a potluck dinner. You'll be able to spend quality time with close pals rather than frantically managing a major event. Next, buy booze in bulk. Many retailers throw in a 10 to 20% discount when you opt for a full case of wine, according to WineFolly.com. Online shops may also offer free shipping for case orders. Don't decorate the whole house. Resist the urge to deck every hall. Focus on the places that will be seen the most, like the table, mantel, and front door. And last, spend less on hostess gifts. A token of your appreciation doesn't have to break the bank. Get creative for under $10 with a set of fun coasters, a festive cookie cutter, a mulled wine spice kit, or a small block of local cheese. From Better Homes and Gardens, they got you an exclusive deal on Hale Grove's Fruit Box. This collection of freshly picked citrus fruits and treats comes directly from the family-owned Florida citrus farm, Hale Grove's. Juicy navel oranges, seedless ruby red grapefruit and tangerines, plus milk chocolates and chocolate chip cookies fill each box. You can order online at bhg.com/giftbox, or you can call the 800 number, 800-678-1154. Mention item M as in mom 189 and offer code M as in mom, N as in niggle, B as in boy, H as in high, and S as in school. Our exclusive offer of $34.99 will save you 40%, plus you get free shipping. I'll give you the 800 number again. 800-678-1154, item M189, offer code MNBHS. From Family Circle, classic potato latkes with a box grater. Surprise! Latkes aren't just for Hanukkah. You can serve any of these crispy pancakes instead of basic hash browns at your next brunch. Top them with poached or fried eggs, or use the latkes to replace the usual English muffin halves for an OTT take on Eggs Benedict. So your classic potato latkes with a box grater, grate 1.5 pounds unpeeled russet potatoes. Place in a colander and press out as much liquid as possible. Then squeeze dry in paper towels. Transfer to a large bowl and add 2 beaten eggs, a heaping 1/2 cup of potato starch, 1 teaspoon each onion powder and salt, and a few grinds of black pepper. Stir until well combined. Add 1 cup of canola oil to a 3-quart saute pan and heat over medium-high. Using 1/4 cup of the potato mixture for each, form 4 mounds on a piece of wax paper. Add the mounds to the hot oil and flatten lightly with a spatula. Cook 3 to 4 minutes, turning once. Transfer the latkes to a baking sheet and place in a 200-degree oven to keep warm. Repeat with the remaining potato mixture. Serve with sour cream or applesauce. It makes 12. Sometimes it can be interesting to do a variation. We've got sweet potato latkes. Yes, you do get virtue points for going sweet potato. There's also chili powder for a kick. Fit food processor with the shredding disc. Shred 3 medium peeled sweet potatoes, or about a pound, and place in a colander. Shred 1 large onion. Toss with the sweet potatoes and let drain for 10 minutes. Transfer to a large bowl. Whisk 2 large eggs, 1 tablespoon chili powder, and a half teaspoon salt, an eighth teaspoon black pepper. Stir that all into the sweet potato mixture. Then sift 3 heaping tablespoons potato starch into the mixture and combine well. In a large non-stick skillet, heat a half cup vegetable oil over medium-high. Add 6 quarter cup mounds of sweet potato mixture to the hot oil. Flatten lightly with a spatula. Sauté until brown, 2 to 3 minutes per side. Transfer latkes to a baking sheet and place in that 200-degree oven to keep warm. Repeat with the remaining sweet potato mixture. Sprinkle with salt to taste. Serve with sour cream if desired. And that makes 18. And the last one, zucchini fritters. Let zooks be your base and flavor things up with lime, scallions, and cilantro. In a small bowl, stir 1 7-ounce container of 2% Greek yogurt, 2 teaspoons lime juice, 1 teaspoon lime zest, and 1/4 teaspoon salt until smooth. Shred 1.5 pounds of zucchini and squeeze in a clean kitchen towel until most of the moisture is absorbed. In a medium bowl, combine zucchini, 2/3 cup sliced scallions, 1/2 cup cilantro chopped, 1 egg yolk, 1/3 cup of flour, 1 teaspoon salt, and 1/2 teaspoon black pepper. In a large sauté pan, heat 2 tablespoons canola oil over medium-high. When shimmering, add 4 1/4 cup mounds of zucchini mixture. Flatten with a spatula until 3 inches in diameter. Cook 3 minutes until browned, then flip and cook 3 more minutes. Transfer the fritters to a baking sheet. Place in the 200-degree oven to keep warm. Repeat with remaining zucchini mixture, adding 1 tablespoon of oil to the pan each time. Serve with the lime yogurt and garnish with cilantro. And that makes 12. From Martha Stewart Living, some spiced cashew coconut brittle. If you'd like, swap out the cashews and coconut for equal amounts of roasted unsalted peanuts and popped popcorn. You can also sprinkle the finished brittle with flaky sea salt, or dip it in tempered chocolate, or even both. Here's the basic. Vegetable oil cooking spray for the sheet and spatula. 3/4 teaspoon baking soda. 3/4 teaspoon ground cinnamon. 1/2 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, optional. 1.5 cups sugar. 1/2 cup light corn syrup. 1 teaspoon kosher salt. 1 3/4 cups roasted unsalted cashews. And 1/2 cup unsweetened coconut flakes. Spray a 9 by 13 inch rimmed baking sheet with cooking spray. Spray an offset or other metal spatula. Stir together baking soda, cinnamon, and pepper. Combine the sugar, corn syrup, 1/2 cup water, and salt in a medium saucepan. Bring to a boil over medium-high heat, stirring until sugar has dissolved, 3 to 4 minutes. Continue cooking, swirling the pan occasionally until the mixture's golden, about 8 minutes. Stir in the cashews and coconut, remove from heat. Carefully stir in the baking soda mixture from the beginning. It will foam up in the pan. Then pour the mixture onto a prepared baking sheet. Quickly spread into an even layer with the spatula. Let cool and harden completely at least 30 minutes. Break into pieces. Store in an airtight container at room temperature up to a month. Active time on this was 20 minutes and the total 50 minutes, and it makes about 15 nice-sized pieces. From Better Homes and Gardens, Eggnog Dream Bars. Hands-on time is 20 minutes. Total time, 2 hours, 20 minutes. We need 10 tablespoons unsalted butter, melted and slightly cooled. That would be 1 1/4 sticks. 5 tablespoons rum, optional. 4 teaspoons ground cinnamon. 2 cups finely crushed graham cracker crumbs, or 12 rectangle crackers. 2 cups shredded sweetened coconut. 1 14-ounce can sweetened condensed milk. 2 teaspoons vanilla, 1 teaspoon freshly grated nutmeg or a half teaspoon ground nutmeg, 1/8 teaspoon ground cloves, 1 1/4 cups chopped walnuts toasted, 1 cup bittersweet chocolate chips, 1/2 cup milk chocolate chips, and 1/2 cup white baking chips. Preheat oven to 350. Line a 13x9-inch pan with foil. Coat with nonstick cooking spray. For the crust, in a large bowl, combine butter, 2 tablespoons rum, if desired, and 2 teaspoons cinnamon. Stir in cracker crumbs and 1 cup coconut to combine. Transfer to the prepared pan. Press firmly and evenly into the bottom of the pan. Freeze 20 minutes. Bake crust 10 minutes or until lightly browned. Place on a wire rack. In a medium bowl, whisk together the sweetened condensed milk, 3 tablespoons rum, if desired, vanilla, remaining 2 teaspoons cinnamon, the nutmeg and cloves. Sprinkle walnuts, chocolates, and baking chips over the top. Top with remaining 1 cup coconut. Drizzle evenly with sweetened condensed milk mixture. Bake 25 to 30 minutes or until the filling is set and is lightly browned, rotating the pan once halfway through. Let cool on a wire rack. Lift bars out with the foil. Remove the foil. Cut into squares or small bars. Store in an airtight container in the refrigerator for up to 3 days. And this makes 24 bars. From Woman's Day, some picks for the best in new books, movies, and more. For TV, watch 2 Turtle Doves for fans of holiday romances. If you like Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas, you'll love Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. The premium channel offers additional holiday movies Thursday and Friday nights through December, including 2 Turtle Doves, starring Nikki DeLoach and Michael Rady. For a movie, how about Last Christmas for fans of Love Actually and The Christmas Chronicles? This romance, co-written and co-produced by Emma Thompson, stars Emilia Clarke, who meets a man she fears is too good to be true. That's already out. And for a book, Delish Insane Sweets. It's for fans of warm ovens and always having room for dessert. The baking brainiacs of Delish.com have created a mouth-watering compendium of brownies, cookies, cakes, and more, sure to make you hungry. And for a book, The Starless Sea by Aaron Morgenstern, an actual, read book, not cookbook. It's for fans of Water for Elephants by Sarah Gruen and Neverwhere by Neil Gaiman. And I'll spell Aaron Morgenstern's last name, the author, Morgenstern. From the best-selling author of The Night Circus comes a love story set in a secret underground world, including a magical ancient library. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Our broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138.